Hello. Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Mr. Evans, please?
I'm Mrs. Evans.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, Mrs. Evans?
Okay.
This is Kenyatta calling back with customer service. I was just on the phone earlier. I spoke with your husband, and somehow our lines got disconnected because he was calling saying that a charge had came out of y'all account for the month of November and December, and I was letting him know that no charges haven't came out. The last charge came out of his account was on October the 29th, and that y'all account has been canceled.
They told me last month that it had been canceled. And
yes, ma'am, it was canceled.
Said that we had moved and hadn't received the product, and they said they would send it. And they never did send me any back product. And now we've gotten charged again with no product. So they tell me it's been canceled, but then they charge me, and I ain't got no product but another charge.
Yes, ma'am, but I don't see what no other charge coming out y'all account. The last charge that was coming out y'all account was on October the 29th.
We've got, I'd have to add it up real quick. Of how many? We got about $500 to $600 of charges on our credit card.
Okay, ma'am,
so
give me just a moment.
Charge for this month. Not October 29th. We're looking at, we're in December now.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I'm saying. Y'all account was canceled out in November. So once y'all cancel out y'all account completely in our system, there's no way with that we can bill y'all.
And why was we billed again?
Yeah, y'all wasn't, ma'am.
We've got three billing cycles. The last time we only had two when we called.
Okay, give me just a moment. Give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, now I'm back on your billing cycle. The first charge that came out your account was the $495 and $595. That was for the shipping and handling. Then on August the 30th, a $94.90 came out your account. On September 1st, a $85.90 came out your account. On October the 1st, $94.90 came out your account. October the 4th, $85.90 came out your account. October the 29th, a $94.90 came out your account. In the 10th, October the 29th, another charge of $85.90 came out your account.
So how many times are you saying it was shipped out?
Well, actually, the first two charges of the $94.90 and $85.90, that was for the product that y'all already had, for that trial product. So
yeah,
you should have received one, two, three products.
After the first initial one.
All together, it was going to be three.
Well, no. They've charged me then for four. I had the first initial one, like you said, for $495 and $595. And then I was charged two more times. And then I called. And now I've been charged again.
Well, ma'am.
So that would have been four.
No, ma'am, it's only three because, okay, what it was that you was on a 14-day trial, ma'am. If you didn't call and cancel out on a 14-day trial, then you get a charge for the product that you already had. So you remember paying the $495 and the
$595? Mhm.
Okay, that was for the shipping and handling. So when the first set of payments came out your account, the first two set of payments was $94.90 and $85.90. When that right there first came out your account.
Wait a minute. The $495 and $595 was an introductory trial thing. You actually got the product then. That wasn't just shipping and handling. Then I charge you another $89 or whatever it is.
No, ma'am. You was on the 14-day trial. You had to call and cancel out within the 14 days. So you did not cancel out.
How could I cancel the product within 14 days if they didn't ship it to me?
Well, ma'am, just a moment, because it was just a moment. Let me check this tracking on it.
I've received the product one time, and then the last time I called, I told them I hadn't received it, and I had moved. They said they would send me out new product and cancel it. I have not received no product, but I've received another bill.
No, ma'am, your account was canceled out, so no other bill could have came out. But what I can go ahead and do today is double check and make sure that your account is canceled out, and I also can go on and reship you that other product out for free.
I need it canceled, but I want this last payment off here.
Ma'am, our choice on the account is valid.
No, it's not.
I cannot tamper with the charge.
I've been charged three times. I've got an introductory charge and then three others.
Man, the charges are valid. I cannot tamper with those.
You know, last time I let it go, and I thought, okay, you know, I didn't call. Maybe I missed that. But to come out again, and I shouldn't have had no more charges on my credit card.
Okay, ma'am, the last charge on your credit card should have been from October the 29th, right? Nothing come out your account for October or no, I'm sorry. The last charge that was on your account, it should have came out from October the 29th. You did not get charged anything for November or December, ma'am.
I've got three charges plus the first one. The first one was ordered in August. I got that product. And then the next one came out in September. I didn't notice it because I had moved. I didn't get no product because I had moved, and I didn't look at my statement close enough. And then come October, I got another charged and realized that there was $400 on there that I hadn't spent, and I didn't get no product. That's when we called. That's October. Now we got another month. I got another charge. Still no product. You guys said you would mail it out since I didn't receive it. And you didn't mail it to me for the fact that you didn't even ask me my new address. So I thought I wouldn't expect it. I thought you didn't even ask me my new mailing address so you could mail it to me. But yet another charge just came out.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but once again, only charge that I see that came out your account was on October the 29th. What I can go
ahead with a new bill in my hand, looking at it.
What I can go ahead and do, ma'am, for you today, is I can go ahead and make sure with your account is already canceled out, put your new address in, and send you this part of it out. Hey, but you'll still be canceled out. You'll just get the part of it for free.
I don't know how that could be for free when I paid for three products.
Well, you'll get what you paid for, ma'am.
I paid for three. I'm being charged and only getting one bottle, and now you're telling me I'm getting what I paid for?
No, ma'am. You're just going to get two bottles. Because, I mean...
I'm looking... you've charged three times, besides the initial... And, you know, it's ridiculous that anybody would pay this much money for a little tiny dab of product. You know, it's a terrible scam that I think you got running. Who could I talk to get this charge off of here?
Ma'am, no one. All charges is valid on the account. We all have the same rules and regulations and terms and conditions.
Do you want my new address?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 650.
Give me just a second, please. 65. Hold on just a moment. Okay, I got 65.
Honeyville. 650.
Mm-hmm.
Honeyville Road.
Can you spell that, please?
H-O-N-Y.
H-O-N-Y or H-O-N-E-Y?
It's got an E in it.
They do not?
H-O-N-E-Y. V-I-L-L-E. That's all one word.
So, folks, I have 650 honey, H-O-N-E-Y-B-I-L-L-E, correct?
Right. All one word, though.
Yes, ma'am. Road.
Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stanley. That's S-T-A-N. L-E-Y,
mm-hmm.
Virginia.
V-A.
Mm-hmm. And the zip code is 22851.
22851. Okay, give me just a moment, please. H-O-N-E-Y-B-I-L-L-E Road. Honeybee Road. So this is gonna be Virginia. You in Virginia, correct?
Right.
Okay, just a second, Virginia. Your city is Stanley, correct? Stanley?
Right.
And that zip code is 22851. So I have 650 Honey Bill Road. With that spelling of Honey Bill, I have H-O-N-E-Y-B-I-L-L-E. One word, correct?
Right.
Road, city, Stanley, state, Virginia. A postal code, 22851. In the country, United States.
Right.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so I'm going to have to, okay, shipping address. So, it asks for the billing address and the shipping address. So, would you like for me to use the billing address for the shipping address as well, ma'am?
That's right.
Okay, give me just a moment.
I shouldn't be being billed anything.
Yes, ma'am, I know. It's just be asking. So that's 650. Money B-I-L-E. B-I-L-E. Road. Stanley. S-C-A-N. Let me see. Virginia. Stanley. S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Virginia. 22851. Okay, update. And can you spell your first name? L-A-U-R-A, correct?
Right.
U-R-A. What was your last name again, Miss Laura?
Evans. E-V-A-N-S.
Yes, ma'am. E-V-A-N-S. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. I did get, your address updated, 650 Honey Bill, H-O-N-E-Y-B-I-L-L-E Road, Stanley, Virginia, 22851. The country is United States, so you're going to get all these products. We shipped out to you, ma'am. Well, you will not be charged or billed anything.
All right. I hope it's taken care of.
Yes, ma'am. I'm 100% that it is taken care of, and I did notate everything in your account. So if you have any problems, you call and say, hey, I spoke with Kenyatta. She changed my address, my shipping address, my billing address, and she reshipped me my order out. So can you give me just a moment? Let me notate all this in your account, please. Give me just a moment. Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry for your hold. I did go ahead and get your billing, your shipping address changed in the system. I also went ahead and notified your account, and I also got it reshipped it out. I notified your account, and I also changed your billing and shipping address.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I shouldn't be charged anymore.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.